woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning
Happy
show.
420.
That's a different meaning since it got legalized.
Yeah,
it?
I know. It's less cool.
Now it's just a day.
There's not going to be like a gigantic marijuana march ever again. Remember what they used to do with Young and Dundas Square on 420? It was just like this big puff of smoke, and now it's like, I don't know. I brought edibles up to my dad and stepmom the last time I saw them months and months ago.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I remember when the last 420 before we legalized it, I went to Nathan Phillips Square, and they had like their whole thing, and they were the nicest people on earth. I talked to them to try and get audio because I thought it'd be fun, and they were just the nicest people.
People who smoke weed are nice and massive. Yeah.
who could have imagined? Yeah.
Listen, if I could smoke weed and not get scared, I'd be smoking that dank Kush today. Let me tell you what.
There it is. All right, now everyday payday. You want to make some money? We want to pay you $100 every single day for 365 days, and we are going to hook that up. At 8 o'clock and at 10 o'clock, let's check in with the crew. TJ, Jax, Jesse, starting with TJ. What's going on, man?
You guys want to hear the greatest headline ever? Vin Diesel is about to star in a Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie.
God.
Because of course he is. And then in the sequel, they'll go to space.
I believe The Rock will be in that with him.
But they're not going to be the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They're just going to be people within the film, which doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, I stopped listening because it sounded like space and robots.
Jax, what about you?
I just need to give a really big shout out to the fact that we may have an Ariana Grande remix of The Weeknd's Save Your Tears coming out of the blue. He teased it yesterday. We're going to play some audio on what's trending coming up a little bit later. But Ariana and The Weeknd, this is like their third song together. It's guaranteed to be good. I'm really pumped.
And producer Jesse?
We got to take a trip down to the United States because BTS is launching a meal with McDonald's. Do you guys want to hear what the BTS McDonald's collab is?
Yes!
So in the collab, you get 10-piece chicken nuggets, medium fries, and a medium Coke.
Yum.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not
bad. It's a BTS meal?
It's a BTS meal. Also, you need 10 because there's so many guys in the band.
Yeah. I gotta understand something. Why is it that we always have to go down there for cool stuff like that?
It's so
Who else?
True.
Was it Travis
Scott?
It
was Travis Scott and Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
They both had McDonald's collabs.
Why can't you just bring that up here? What's the problem? This is an invisible line between cool us stuff. And the States.
Well, they've said that they're gonna launch it in the States, but then another 50 countries may get it over the next couple months. But we usually aren't that country. So
also in our country, we have the Marianas Trench meal. So we also
what's in that, DJ?
Well, the 10 nuggets, medium fry.
Dry hamburger.
Adam!
Hey, did you know that you can be the world's most eligible bachelorette billionaire? What's that like? A little weird, actually. We'll tell you about it. 7:10, there's a story you want to know about.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever been broken up with? Wondered what it would like be like to be single, and then all of a sudden your DMs are just flooded?
No, I can't say that has ever happened.
It's never happened to me either. But I feel like it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Be neat.
Now, imagine what it's like for Kim Kardashian, her and Kanye West. They have kids, marriage, power couple. She's now a billionaire.
Yeah.
Done really, really well with her businesses. They are breaking up, going through divorce. Have been for 7 or 8 months at this point. And Kim Kardashian, in the Billionaires Club, is the most eligible bachelorette.
Oh.
So apparently...
That's a nice title to have, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I mean, good for her, right? According to a few sources, people are reaching out through mutual friends and people with she's worked with to set her up. Everyone from royal family members to A-list actors to athletes to billionaire CEOs.
Wow.
People are even trying to reach out to her via DM. And we're not talking about, like, you or I. We're talking about notable people.
You know what I'd do if I was Kim Kardashian? Nothing. I just chill for right now.
Yeah.
Just hang out. She's got her money. She's got her kids. She's got her lavish, you know, lifestyle. Just chill.
I think she's kind of hinted that that's what she's going to do.
Yeah, I think she's going to do her own thing. Or for all we know, she is Kim Kardashian, and they have been kind of going through a separation for a while. She could already be dating someone.
She could.
For all we know.
Well, and you know what? There's a difference between, like, dating seriously and not dating seriously, right? Sometimes it's just you want to do a little of the casual stuff.
Yeah.
But they said she's not looking to jump into anything, but is keeping an open mind. So if your friend tells you that, what does that mean?
You're looking to hook up.
Yeah, you just want to hang.
Yeah. You're like, find me some people to smooch and stat.
It doesn't matter how your like breakup went, though. If you're Kim Kardashian, you have that to land on. Like, you're okay. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're doing okay.
And, you know, I'm sure Kanye West is used to being the one who comes out better on the other end of a breakup. But I look at that situation, and it's like, I think Kim's coming out on the side of got a lot going on.
Right? Yeah.
A lot happening.
She's going to win the breakup, you think?
Well, I don't know.
Nobody needs to win a breakup. As long as they're both happy and healthy.
Also, there's always a winner and a loser in the breakup.
Yeah. Like, let's be honest. That is true.
We're all grown-ups here.
That is true.
I don't know.
That is true.
I mean, listen, Kanye could make a stunning comeback. We're not done yet. But I think Kim Kardashian's got literally anybody who is single in the world open to her right now.
Right, but
that's pretty big. That's a pretty big pool to pull from.
Watch Kanye, just put out the biggest album of next year. Just watch it. He'll do something like that. He'll surprise.
If he did, that's what I've been hoping for the last 6 years. It'd be nice. And it'll be like, no, this is a recording of my Sunday service.
Yeah,
no,
it's all okay, gospel.
Great. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about, right? So anyway, we'll see what happens with Kim. But if you want to shoot your shot, apparently now is the time. You're just going head-to-head against billionaire CEOs. What's the big deal, right?
On my way, Kim. I'm on my way.
Believe in you.
Bet on yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Everyday payday and ghosted coming up at 8 o'clock. So we've got $100 a day to give you for an entire year, which is great. And then we've got ghosting, which honestly is always a train wreck, and that's always fun.
Such a mess.
Both at the same time. In the meantime, let's talk about your lockdown feet. What are those? Well, you just haven't been on them as much as you need to be.
Yeah.
Looks like our comfy footwear has been causing us health problems. People develop lockdown feet. If you've been experiencing pain in the arch or the heel of your foot, it's possible that you've got plantar fasciitis. Now, if you've had any feet issues before, you know that is a gigantic pain.
I have plantar fasciitis that like just flares up. I don't like that term, up. But when I wear like really flat shoes, like Reeboks and stuff, it's like little micro tears in your heel, and it's so like I can't walk when it's like bad. I can't walk. It's so bad.
The causes of it are floppy soles or poor quality footwear.
Yeah,
a lot of fluffy socks and slippers and that sort of thing. If your feet go unsupported, they can start to feel the strain. So wearing floppy slippers all the time eventually takes its toll. Your comfy and floppy slippers are taking you down.
For a year and a half now, I've been beating this drum. I said, you know what? You guys enjoy your comfy footwear all you want, but in about a year and a half, we're all going to have plantar fasciitis, and who's going to be laughing then?
Oh, listen, you joke about this, but do you guys know what plantar fasciitis boots are?
No.
I had to wear these little boots a couple of years ago because it was so bad. And they're like, the doctor like forms them to your feet, and you have to wear them when you're at home. And they're like silicone, and they're so ugly. They're so ugly.
No.
And I called them my little planter's boots, and they were so gross.
How did you live in the West End and not wear Blundstones?
Yeah.
Listen, Blundstones is what made me ache. Okay. But little planter's boots. Don't mess around. It's a real thing. I'm a 32-year-old woman with feet problems. Okay.
Jeez.
We're coming out stronger or weaker. I don't know.
All right. We'll see how it goes. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's super bizarre, but for whatever reason with art, we all sort of don't appreciate what we have till it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you start to see that, especially like, you know, you see that with like painters and things like that. You know, their art's worthless when they're alive.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, it's like enormously popular after they die. And now we're seeing the effect of that with artists, because you can measure in real time how many people are listening to a particular song at a particular time because of like iHeartRadio and Spotify and Apple Music and all of those things. And so DMX, who we grew up with, has just had his biggest chart-topping single. It's Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah.
And, you know, like this wasn't even his biggest song when he was alive. It was Party Up In Here. But this song is now the highest charting song he's ever had because he passed away, and people were like, oh yeah, his music's really great.
Yeah.
His streams have gone through the roof, like through the roof.
And it's happened with Prince. It happened with David Bowie.
Yeah.
It happened with a bunch of artists that, you know, it's not that they weren't appreciated, but people go back and they go, oh my God, I forgot how great this was.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, right? Like, if you could see it now, it's sort of like, man, why couldn't we have paid this to him when he was alive?
Yeah, you know? No kidding.
He deserved he deserved a lot more of the streams that he had. And he was actually set to go on a tour this year.
Was he?
Yeah, he was canceling. He canceled his 2018 tour because he was going back to rehab. And he was like really transparent about that. And then he was planning to go back on tour kind of once the world opened back up.
He's always been pretty transparent about his rehab, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He also had an album that was finished. It's like ready to go.
Yeah.
So that should be, they're saying that it'll probably be out sometime this year.
So there it is, right? So that comes out and it goes into the top 10, which is better than we could have expected if it was just DMX releasing an album. We're weird humans. Very weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought we should shout out DMX. Also, when I used to listen to that song, I thought I was part of the Rough Riders crew.
Adam, there's anybody that is a Rough Rider, it would be you. you scream Rough Rider.
I think it came out when I was in grade 6 and I was like, I'm tough.
I used to just like grind to this song.
Did you?
Oh yeah, by myself because no boys wanted to dance, you know?
Yes.
So you would grind. How does one grind on their own?
Oh, with the air, my dear. With the air.
Just shake that booty out?
Causes some friction, are
Yeah. Air friction. Yeah. Cool.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Here's how boring things have gotten at points during the last year. A new survey came out of the things we consider to be the highlight of our week. Starting at number 10, 28% of us consider baking to be the highlight of our week. Making breakfast, that's about 30% of us. Doing the laundry was number 8 on the list at 32% of us. Reading, number 7, 32%. Filling up the gas tank, 35% of us. Watching a movie, 35% of us say it's a highlight of the week. 42% say watching a TV show. Grocery shopping at number 3, 44%. Taking a walk, 44%. And exercising, 47%.
This is depressing as hell.
What a sad list, huh?
But you know what? It's the little things, right?
Yeah, like doing the laundry.
I gotta say, I do really like going for a good walk.
Yeah, it is. It is a little silver lining in all of this.
Yeah. What else do we have?
That's it.
That's it.
So that's what I like.
Good news for those waiting on bated breath for the Joe Exotic limited series.
No one is. Stop bringing this news to the show.
Tiger King gives me first wave vibes. I can't
nostalgia.
Watch it. Yeah, triggering? No, it's not nostalgia. I don't like it.
It's trauma.
No, it's nostalgia. Trauma.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So in case you don't know, a Joe Exotic limited series is in the works with Kate McKinnon from SNL set to play Carol Baskin. So that should sell you on the show. They just cast John Cameron Mitchell, a 57-year-old actor, playwright, screenwriter, and director to play the infamous Tiger King himself. Show's going to air across NBC and the USA Network.
I don't understand what they're doing. They're making a drama about this? Or
I think it's going to be a mockumentary, which you could also argue that the actual documentary was itself a mockumentary.
Kate McKinnon is literally the only thing that is holding this together.
Yeah.
The fact that she's in it, I'm like, okay, I kind of trust this, but still.
There were early rumors that she was going to play Carol Baskin and Joe Exotic.
That'd be really funny. Yeah.
A new survey asked people if wearing nicer clothes makes them more productive at work than wearing casual clothes. This one's kind of silly. 31% of people say, yeah, it does, but 50% of people say it doesn't, and the rest of people don't know. I think this one's from studyfinds.org.
Yeah, it's like boringstudies.com. TJ.
I found this fascinating. 36% of women say dressing in formal clothes makes them more productive versus 25% of men.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, of course, you guys think it's boring. You're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a blazer, thank you very much.
Yeah, because you're going to be on your morning here soon. Yeah. So you have to look nice.
You don't fit my narrative, Adam does.
I'm in a blazer holding this show together. Okay?
Listen, we're on as camera every day. Yeah. Everything we do is on camera. You can watch it on Instagram. You can watch this on YouTube. Every bit of our show is on this. But I don't think anybody's going to look at us and go, boy, those radio people need to be wearing more blazers.
Yeah, more blazers.
They're definitely not going to be saying we need to be wearing less blazers.
That's right.
I'll tell you that for free.
That's true. There it is.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, 8 o'clock's going to just be the best. First off, we got an everyday payday paying you $100 a day for a year and a brand new Ghosted. And right now it's Dua Lipa.
Mm.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So you're going to meet Tanya. And Tanya had a kind of a cool date on Friday. And I think you'll really like the idea. You might even want to steal it. However, it does end in a ghosting, which is why you're here. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
So tell us about Kenny.
Okay. We originally met on Bumble like a week ago. And we had a Zoom date on Friday. I thought it was a perfect match when I first saw him on Bumble, and then the date was a 10 out of 10.
Ooh.
He ended up suggesting that we play Life online.
So you
it's
can
like,
do
it's
that?
Like the game of life.
Like where you spin the thing and you have a bunch of kids and all that? Oh, okay, cool. I like that. Game. All right.
That's kind of old school. It made me feel like I was a kid again. And so we were Zooming and playing that online.
That's
and
awesome.
It was so much fun, you guys. We were drinking wine. We were, talking about ourselves and asking each other questions throughout the game. And I got pretty tipsy.
All right. Love it.
I had a little wine and I smell like I can share it.
Yeah. Getting so drunk, playing life. Right. I respect that.
You know what? It's going to go bad if you don't finish
it. It never tastes the same the next day.
Right. So, he was doing the same thing. I felt like he was pretty deep into his bottle of wine as well. But we were hitting it off the whole time. I didn't think said anything inappropriate or like did anything strange. Anyway, that's why I'm calling you. He hasn't gotten back to me since that date, and I just want to know what happened and if he does want to go on a second date.
I love when ghostings are as simple as I let wine take the wheel and I don't know where it took me.
Don't know where he is anymore.
And it's always a really good sign you say, I don't think I did anything wrong after a bottle of wine. So,
incredible.
Let's call him, let's find out, and let's clear the air.
Please. Thank you.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So Tanya, if you haven't met her, really good date story. Zoom. Ends up playing Life with this guy, Kenny. Like Life, the board game, only it's online. And Tanya, you said that you polished off a bottle of wine in there, too.
Just about.
Yeah.
Atta girl.
Get it.
That's what happens on Zoom, You just, keep pouring.
You just keep drinking.
Have such a good time. Yes.
And Tanya gave it a 10 out of 10. Maybe Tanya was just having a 10 out of 10 on her own, though, because Kenny never texted her back. That's why you're on Ghosted. So we got to call him and find out what happened. But the one thing I do want to ask you, Tanya, is, are you sure you want to make this call? You said, I don't think I did anything wrong. Oftentimes, there's something. Yeah. Sometimes the answers are harsh. What do you think?
I think I need help finding out.
All right.
I'm too nervous to do it on my own.
Yeah.
Once closure.
Crack open the bottle. Let's get going.
What?
I probably shouldn't encourage that at 8 a.m.
It's 8 a.m. Let's call Kenny.
Hello?
Hi there. Looking for Kenny.
Yeah. Speaking.
Hi, Kenny. Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Oh, man. So much. So much. Kenny, I want to ask you how you feel about the following. Zoom dates, the game of life, bottles of wine, and completely never talking to somebody ever again.
Wait. What's going on here? Okay, what's happening right now?
So, Kenny, we want to know about somebody who very briefly was in your life, and then you've basically ghosted her since, Tanya. And we want to know why you ghosted her. This is very important information.
Okay. This is so funny. Am I going to like get a prize or something? Or are you guys pranking me?
No.
What's going on?
Well, there might be a bit of a prize at the end of it, depending on how these answers go.
Okay.
But you have to tell us why you ghosted her.
Okay.
Well, I did ghost her, but actually didn't really ghost her.
You have to explain what that means.
That's very confusing.
Okay. Yes, it sounds like you guys know a lot about this, but we had a date on Friday, and we were playing board games and whatever. It was super, super fun. And Tanya said, if she beats me, we go on a second date.
Mm.
And I responded, we're like half a bottle in. I was like, okay, well, if I beat you, I'm never talking to you again.
Why would you make that wager?
That's really aggressive.
I don't even know.
So
I was like,
Kenny.
All right.
Sick
move, man.
All
right.
So, Kenny, are you telling me that you won and then you followed through on the ridiculous statement?
Yeah, but more of a joke. Like, I was just going to, I wasn't going to text her for a week or something and then just pop back up and be. Is that a bad idea?
Yes, it is.
I mean, okay. It's not a great idea to speak to the person that you like.
We should ask. How were you planning on doing this? Like, what was the sentence that the big opening line after not talking to her for a week?
Ignoring her.
I was just going to be like, where have you been?
That's,
not good.
So you ignore her for a week and then ask question her as to where she's been.
Gaslighting.
Yeah.
We meet again. All right, Kenny.
I really, really, really like Tanya. I thought that this was just like kind of like a funny inside joke thing that we'd laugh about later.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we just haven't got to the joke part. Not that it's not funny. Off. Like I understand where you're going with this, but I think, you know, after a first date, it's a little extreme only because you could leave her potentially feeling like, I don't know, you were ghosted. So.
Yeah, that wasn't the intention.
All right, so the question I have for you is, you know, would you consider... You know what? No, I'm gonna actually, Tanya, you there?
Yes, Tanya. Oh, I already like
Tanya.
You.
All right.
You don't have to go through all that and try so hard. I mean, that's a horrible strategy.
Yes, there it is.
There it is. See, Tanya said. Now, the prize in all of this, Kenny, is A. Number one, Tanya wants to see you again over Zoom. That's a prize in and of itself. You're lucky. Number two, we will pick up whatever the costs are for the second date. So if you guys are getting, you know, separate, you know, ghost kitchen orders or something like that.
All the bottles of wine that you need.
Yeah, whatever it is.
We'll take care of that.
We will pay that bill for you. Do you guys want to reconnect? Tanya, after hearing Kenny's answers, do you want to see him again?
Yes, but I'm a little concerned about your strategy.
Okay, but before we get to that, Kenny, do you want to see Tanya again?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you're going to have to do a bit of a sales job, sales pitch. You got 30 seconds right now to Wolf of Wall Street this. Sell her on you now because you had a bad strategy. Yeah. You got to come back from
Big
this.
Big sell, man.
All right. Here it goes. Tanya, I really, really like you. We had so much fun in life, the game, and in life. Ooh. In life.
Ooh.
I had two kids. We talked about kids.
What?
I know that's a little crazy, and then I ghosted you, and I sound like a psychopath.
Okay, all right. I like where this is going. It's a mess.
But I'm nervous because I really like you, and I think that there's something there, and I would love to go on a second date with you.
Maybe next time it's a 15-second sales pitch instead of 30.
That was very sweet. Tanya, are you in?
Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now listen, bit of a miscommunication. Oftentimes it is. Congratulations to the both of you. We hope you'll keep in touch because we want to hear how this goes.
Yeah.
I will call you guys again.
All right.
Take care, guys.
So fun.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Wild times we live in. It's amazing. You know, like you look at the... everything ever since the lockdown happened again.
Which one?
Well, I know, but this one. I know. What else do you do but laugh, right?
The lockdowns in Fast and the Furious movies.
The roads, like there was a little bit of, in March, there was like a little bit of traffic and stuff. And now it's like back to wide open.
Mm.
And
good. We're listening.
Thousands across Ontario have started signing petitions because on Friday, obviously, you know, golf courses, tennis courts, camping on Crown Land, all that stuff was closed.
Yeah.
And yesterday, of all the neighborhoods to protest, Rosedale.
Yeah, go get them.
Rosedale. I don't know if you know about Rosedale. Rosedale is where people with a lot of money live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had on their tennis courts signs covering the entire cage around it saying things like, you know, like, deal with the real problems, Doug, like... close manufacturers that are having issues and you know, let us play some sports, man. Like, what, the soccer balls do not spread COVID. And it's true. Like the actual science is that you know, COVID transmission outdoors is almost
zero.
It's like a 0.0001 or something like that. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. You know, then they close the playgrounds and that sort of stuff is number two. Then there was a couple other you know, protest that happened yesterday. There was an appeal that has gathered 12,500 signatures to remove camping prohibitions on Crown Land.
Yeah, that's the one that sucks, eh? Because you
it's the summer.
It's a lottery, too, in order to get these campsites. Mm-hmm. You win the literal lottery, and then it's taken away.
It's the only thing a lot of families also have to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like something.
It's the only vacation they'll get.
Yeah, nothing's normal for kids right now. Like the fact that kids could maybe go camping was cool. Yeah.
So who doesn't want to get drunk in the woods?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's probably what they're worried about. A lot of people party when they go camping, right? So, yeah.
Right. Again, but outdoor transmission.
Zero.
Almost zero. Now, beyond that, and Jax, this is what made me laugh this morning. You mentioned a protest. And again, I'm on side with all of these people. Yeah. I think they're 100% right.
Yeah.
But the golfers protesting outside Queen's Park yesterday.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what they looked like?
Were they in their garb?
I'm a golfer and I love golfing, but this looked just so incredibly white and privileged yesterday. I have to say, like, just white men showing up at Queen's Park with their golf bags on, being like, give us back our greens.
So they protested in their golf clothes and their golf shoes with their golf clubs.
Which is like, I get where you're coming from. Like, golfing is not harmful at all, but you don't need to do that.
No. I'm glad they did.
They showed the government.
Bringing their golf bags along, I think, is hysterical.
Yeah, like, boys, go home. Go home, boys. It's just,
You know, I know it's a tough time, and we're all feeling it. I mean, I think, I'll be honest with you, I think Thursday, Friday, whatever the announcement was last week, was pretty dark for me, personally.
Yeah, same here.
And I think, you know, I talk to anybody that I talk to, it feels the same way. It's just sort of, it's sort of like a bunch of half measures and things that are clearly not going to work and didn't work before.
Yeah.
We all want to get through this. We all want to get through this quickly.
And we will.
I don't know about quickly, but we will get through it. I just think every once in a while, even though we're on side with the protesters, we have to laugh at the old men showing up at Queen's Park with their golf bags. Listen, I think that's funny.
You laugh all you want, but we look to places like New Zealand as an example of how you get through this thing. And the number one thing New Zealand did to get through this was close golf courses.
Yeah.
So how dare you, sir?
You know, ignoring the fact they're a literal island. Yeah.
No. It was golf and camping out the window.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You can now sanitize your phone with UV light before getting on GO Transit. Metrolinx announced yesterday it's rolling out clean slate UV sanitizers across select GO Transit and UP Express stations. So customers can disinfect their electronic items completely free of charge.
Incredible.
It only takes 20 seconds and kills 99.9% of germs. And it's used on things like tablets, keys, phones, access cards, watches, pens, and pencils. Really good idea.
Great idea.
Not at every station, but at a lot of them, they were saying.
I love that Union Station took as long as it did, but this, getting like UV lights to kill bacteria on phones, took like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I respect
it. It's possible. Hey, a Save Your Tears remix with Ariana Grande is coming. The Weeknd shared an 8-second clip with Ariana's vocals over him, and it sounds really good. Have a listen to this.
They always do that, where that's like that echoey sort of effect.
The reverb.
This is our third song together. Like, it's guaranteed to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way it's going to suck. No word on when it's coming out, but we're just going to have to wait on bated breath for that one. Doing chores is great for your brain, at least according to a new study out of a neuroscience research center here in Toronto. Researchers found that people who do a lot of housework have bigger and stronger brains.
Whoa.
Which is key to staying sharp as you get older and avoiding things like dementia. There are a couple theories as to why. Number one, when you're doing chores, you're up and moving around. So it gets the blood flowing, and the blood flows to your brain and all that fun stuff. And number two, when you're doing housework, your brain is planning and organizing, which is keeping it sharper than just sitting around. So, Adam, go empty your dishwasher, and you'll live longer.
Well, I don't need a bigger head than I already have.
Hey.
It's so round.
It's round
it's
and
humongous.
It's long.
What size hats do you wear?
Seven and 7/8 if I have to wear a hat. But if I wear a hat for more than 10 minutes, I get a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a gigantic
head. I've known you for years and I've seen you in a hat maybe twice.
Yeah.
And it's hot, but it's not worth it for your head.
No, it's not. I have to take like Advil before I put the hat on. It's crazy. I know. It's ridiculous. They do not make hats for my size of head.
Not yet.
You know what they say? Big head. Good guy.
You know what else they say?
Nope.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Hey! Good morning.
They don't say that.
No, they don't.
They should, though.
Trivia with producer Jesse to get you a Google Smart Home Mini after the Kid Laroi at 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Trivia, producer Jesse style. It's going to hook you up with a Google Smart Home Mini. Now, you have to guess which one of us, Jax, TJ or myself, Adam Wild, will win the game, which is called Producer Jesse.
Name three.
And so, what is it in reference to?
So BTS is doing a collaboration with McDonald's. They're going to come out with their own meal. So in honor of that, we're going to be doing a little boy band trivia. Ooh. I'm going to name a boy band, and you just got to name three.
I am not good with the whole boy band thing.
No?
No.
No. We have a little countdown clock. Adam, do you want to tease it? 3 seconds.
Oh my God.
I hate that alarm. Then. That's my alarm in the morning. I hate that alarm.
All right, Adam Wild, you're up first.
Okay.
Name three members of the Backstreet Boys.
Nick Carter, Kevin, and Brian Luttrell.
We'll give it to him.
Kevin and Brian. The most obscure one is Kevin.
You got Kevin and Brian in there.
Okay,
that's
right.
1 point, Adam.
All Kevin right. and Brian Luttrell, they sound like husbands.
Well, they would be gorgeous,
yeah,
the two of them.
They would.
TJ, you're up.
All right.
We're warming you up. This is the easy one. Okay. Name three members of One Direction.
Harry Styles, Niall Horan, and Liam.
I was going for Liam Payne on that one, too.
No points for TJ there.
Wah, wah.
Jax, you're up.
Okay.
Name three members of NSYNC.
JC Sanchez, Justin Timberlake, and Chris.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Why did I go with Chris Kirkpatrick?
He's going to get his ass kicked.
Isn't that a NASCAR driver?
That's an Eminem song. Chris Kirkpatrick? I don't know. It could be. It could be. But Chris Kirkpatrick also is just NSYNC guy.
First and last names or just first?
First and last.
Okay.
He's making that up right now.
Well, just first name.
Oh,
just first name.
Okay.
Guys. Yeah, make it easy. Adam, you're back up. Throwback. Name three members of the Jackson 5.
Oh, Tito, Michael, and Jerome. No, am I going to get it?
Jermaine.
I got Tito, though.
I would have bombed that one.
Tito, no one gives Tito any credit, but Tito was a very important part of that harmony.
Agreed.
Okay.
That was very good.
Yeah, I love Tito.
No points.
No points.
So,
all right.
Adam's up 1-0.
All right. Okay, yeah. Give me Maroon 5. I'm ready for a challenge.
Name three members of New Kids on the Block.
Marky Mark.
That would be Marky Mark's brother, Donnie.
Oh, there you go.
TJ, I wouldn't have done well on
that one. All right,
Jax, this is your last chance. Name three members of 98 Degrees.
Nick Lachey and his brother, the other Lachey. And then the other two. Drew Lachey.
Drew Lachey.
Oh, how could you forget Drew?
I know.
And it's like the third property brother. How do you guys forget about JD?
And then there's
JD?
A random guy with the glasses. You're like, you're not supposed to be here, are
and then
you?
Who was a little bit older.
Yeah.
That guy was in his 40s. I remember that.
Remember? Yeah. He's like hanging out on the thing. You're like, you're like 48. Yeah. This is wild.
He became a Dos Equis guy.
I forgot about that song.
Yeah, give me just one night. Yeah, that one. Anyway.
Adam Wild is our champion.
Yay!
He was the only person who was successfully able to name three.
Yeah. Including members of the Jackson 5.
That's right. Two members of the Jackson 5, not three.
I'm impressed, Adam Wild.
Thank you. My mom would be very upset that I did not get the Jackson 5 answer. She taught me better than that. Now, 416-872-9990. Actually, no. Forget that. That's the number you're going to see on your phone when we call you. If you picked me, Adam, to win, you just got yourself a Google Smart Home Mini if we call you back. Right now, it's Peaches. Justin Bieber, Virgin Mornings.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
In 2019, it was Hot Girl Summer. Last year, it was, boy, this is depressing. But what will the slogan in 2021 be for the summer? Now, I want to preface this with, I think we have to be further along in our vaccination program for this to be possible.
So.
But in the United States, it is possible because they are. You ready?
Yeah.
The slogan is, vaxxed and waxed, baby.
I love that.
Now, they are prophesying a return to the roaring 20s from last century where people are just going to get crazy.
I started muting my friends from the States because they're partying, right?
Yeah.
Like they can.
Yeah.
And I just started muting them on Instagram because I don't want to see it.
I follow somebody who went to a wedding last weekend.
Yeah, imagine.
In North Carolina.
Remember being annoyed by weddings? That was fun.
You went to one last summer.
I did, and it felt weird, but it was nice.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how many we get this year. Now, vaxxed and waxed is the new 2021 slogan. However, if we were going to come up with one for Ontario and the way things are going, Do you have any suggestions?
I have a few.
Oh, do you? So, all right.
To go along the lines of like waxed, we could be wary and hairy.
We're
getting more and more wary.
I was like that before the pandemic.
Yeah, that's true.
You
are so hairy.
Hairy.
Not vaxxed and not relaxed. How about that one?
That's good.
Yeah, none of us are relaxed at this time. A lot of anxiety.
All right.
How about this one? Waiting and not dating.
That's good.
Yeah, wow. We're just waiting on something and none of us are seeing each other.
I have a few as well. May I? Can't go outside and only want to cry.
Oh,
mine are a little bit darker.
Yeah, aren't they? And not as catchy, but really dark.
Looking to vax and sit on some laps.
Ew. Okay.
That one's kind of creepy. Last one.
I love that you're commenting on your own.
Yeah. Well, because I type them out, and then as I read them, I'm like, that's not as good as it was.
And you're like, that's a good one. Love that one.
This one I'm actually really proud of. I'm really proud of this one. Okay, this is going to be on shirts probably in Forever 21.
No, it's not.
Ready? In a struggle, but looking the snuggle.
Again?
That's not bad.
You guys got really polite.
I'm surprised you didn't say it wasn't bad.
Because I know it's not.
Okay, so.
Believe in me.
So we were wondering if you had a slogan for what you think summer 2021 in Ontario is going to be like. You know? The good one is vaxxed and waxed. Yeah. Wary and hairy.
Yeah.
What was the laps one? The one you said was good?
In a struggle but looking the snuggle?
No, the laps one. The one before that. Yeah. That you said was good.
Didn't really rhyme, but you liked it?
Looking the vax and sit on some laps.
416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Ontario, yours to discover, needs a new slogan for summer 2021. We just want to know what yours is. Hit us up again. 999-999. 416-872-9999. It's Virgin Mornings. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're looking for and preparing for a 2021 summer slogan. You know, it was Hot Girl Summer in 2019. Last year, I don't even know if we bothered to come up with one because it was just a crazy year. This year, at least in the States, it's vaxxed and waxed.
Hey.
Because you know it's about to get crazy. Except for us, where maybe it's not. Now, I thought that they were trying to change the Ontario slogan from yours to discover to open for business, but I don't think that applies anymore.
Well,
yeah. They were open
for 25% of business.
They were when Ford first came into power, right?
Yeah,
and then they introduced Buck a Beer, and then it was 2-drink minimum, I think, for a minute there. And
so we're looking for your new summer slogan. Okay, so tell us the story behind this one before you give it to us, Anthony.
I read when I went to go get vaccinated that there's this stipulation: if your body mass index is over 40 points, you automatically qualify. So I've amended the one slogan to "Stay home if you sick, go get vaccinated if you sick."
Yay! I love it. I love it.
Man, what a
I
good
love
one.
Him.
I like Anthony.
Yeah. All right, now what else we got? Because keep them coming at 999-999.
Daryl from the 905 says, "In a funk, might be drunk."
All right,
classic
Daryl.
Instead of Ontario, yours to discover from the 289, Ontario needs to recover.
I like that.
It's kind of true.
You know, sometimes they're funny and sometimes like, oh, that's a little too true.
Yeah, a little too on the nose. How about this one from the 416? Home alone and ready to bone.
Oh my God.
You know what? Gotta get it.
We all gotta get it.
Yeah. Ontario, enjoy the great indoors.
Oh, yeah.
Ontario, yours to stay covered. Bracket, okay. Up with a mask, M bracket.
No.
Okay, all right.
Don't hate, vaccinate. That's from the 416. Yeah. And my favorite, sticking in my bubble, but looking for trouble.
Oh!
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, man. That was a lot better than we could do in this room.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Keep them coming. 999-999, your new slogan for Ontario.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You can now sanitize your phone with UV light before getting on the GO train, or just GO Transit, pardon me. Metrolinx announced yesterday it's rolling out clean slate UV sanitizers across GO Transit and Up Express stations so customers can disinfect their electronic items completely free of charge. In 20 seconds, it kills 99.9% of germs on smartphones and other items like tablets, keys, access cards, watches, pens, and pencils. Pretty good idea.
Sort of surprising we didn't know that existed before. Like, yeah. I've never even heard of that.
It's also kind of surprising we didn't get that until a year and a half into this thing. But fun nonetheless. A Save Your Tears remix with Ariana Grande is coming. And The Weeknd shared an 8-second clip with Ari's vocals over it. And have a listen. It sounds really good. hear him saying, I don't know why I run away. And it sounds very spooky and scary.
They do no wrong together.
They're
the two
very,
of them, like,
very good.
This will be their third track collaborating, and they're so good together.
Oh. New survey came out of the things we consider to be the highlight of our week, and this survey is going to make you really sad. You ready? Okay, 10% of, or pardon me, at number 10, 28% of us say baking is a highlight of a week. That's cool. Okay. Making breakfast, number 9. Doing the laundry, that's number 8. 32% of us consider that the highlight of a week. Reading at number 7. Filling up the gas tank at number 6. Watching a movie at number 5. Watching a favorite TV show, number 4. Grocery shopping, number 3, with 44% of people saying that's the highlight of their week. Taking a walk at number 2 with 44%. And number 1, exercising. 47% say it's a highlight of the week. But 2 to 3 of those things on the list are very sad.
I went and threw a tennis ball at a wall at a school. Is that illegal? Oh, my God. Did I just wrap myself?
No, I'm calling Doug.
You're allowed to do that. Yeah, last night. And I was like, wow, it's going to be a good summer. And I was like, this is where I am. I'm like a grown woman.
Now, this is important. Did you bring a baseball glove or did you do it?
No, just freehand.
You went full cricket on it. I like that.
Good for you.
Keep
you
busy.
We should get together. And
we should get together and play, is it
Red Bud or whatever, where you like, you throw, if you mess it up, when you pick it up and then somebody hits the wall before you do, you have to line up against the wall and then they throw the tennis ball at you.
See,
remember that?
I always played it where if you messed up, you had to run and touch the wall.
Right.
Or people could whip it right at your butt.
Oh, no. See, if they get the ball to the wall before you get to the wall, then you have to line up and get hit, too.
I literally worked my entire life to get to Toronto, my dream city, and I'm sitting in behind schools throwing tennis balls against the wall. Like, that's where we are. That's where we
are. All the way from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, we made lockdown, the baby. Big leagues.
Woo! It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Topics.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Bit of an odd parent/aunt/uncle question. The first interaction you ever had with a kid, did you even realize you were having it? Like, first sentence to sentence. Like, obviously, if you're a parent, you know how to interact with your kid, try to figure out what they want. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of start off when they're young, they just cry. And you're like, well, something's wrong. And if they're not crying, you're sleeping. And then every once in a while, they're like, we're sort of awake now, but I'm about to cry. And then it gets, as they get older, it gets to be a little bit more like, I'm awake now and playing, but I'm going to cry at a random moment and you're going to have to just figure it out.
Yeah. You're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. This past weekend, I'm excited to report that I had my first sentence-to-sentence conversation with my daughter.
Aw! She is a woman of the world having a chat.
It was
so cute.
It's very, very, very quick.
She asked you to be a reference on her resume?
Yeah, no. It was very basic. She was looking at me like she wanted something. She was holding her hands out and I said, do you want water? And she said, yeah. And then I said, what do we say? And she says, preesh.
Oh, okay.
She says, please,
Everly.
Every time. Yeah. And then I say, thank you. She goes, hey.
So did that just blow your mind? You're like, I'm having a conversation with my daughter.
Yes, because I didn't even point to the bottle. It was like, do you want water? I just looked at her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah.
She's like, I know what water is and I want it.
And
please.
That's exactly what I want.
You are a human.
I know. Yeah. It didn't strike me right in the moment. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get some water, whatever. And then afterwards, you're like, I just spoke to my kid.
That's
very
so
weird.
Cute. That's
right?
The sweetest thing.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So I wondered what your first interactions were like. Do you remember your first interactions with your nieces, nephews? Like the first time you're like, oh my God, I'm speaking to you now.
My oldest nephew, Jacob, is 13. And my first interaction I had with him where I realized he's a human person came a little bit older. It actually happened like a couple years ago. And I know it sounds so stupid, but he was playing video games. I FaceTimed my sister. And Megan took me upstairs to go see Jake, and he was just playing video games, and he didn't even stop playing video games to say hi. He just went, hey, and he kept playing. And I remember thinking, like, oh my God, he's a person. Like,
sounds like a teenager already.
Yeah.
He's old
enough
to ignore
me. I'm not as cool as Fortnite.
Yeah.
Jax?
Oh my God. So I moved away from, like, because I have two nephews, but my oldest nephew, Braxton, he is almost 8 now. So I moved away, like,
when he was
only 2, yeah. And I remember, because a lot of our relationships been on FaceTime and phone calls, and I remember when he was like, 4 maybe. We actually had a phone conversation and I asked him like, how are you? And he replied with good. And I was like, what are you doing this week? And I mean, it was just a mess of answers. But like, I was asking these questions and he was responding and it just blew my mind. It also made me incredibly homesick.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can imagine.
Incredibly homesick.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, right?
And now
when
he's
you live
30.
Away.
Yeah.
And now he's 30.
No.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. 416-872-9999, 999-999, 999-999, 999-999, 999-999, 999-999, 999-999. You realize like, you know, when they're first born, you realize you're one of the first people to ever touch them.
Yeah.
Like, they'll ever hold them, whatever. And then, like, they kind of grow. And I never thought I would be this sentimental because, fun story, I never even wanted to be a dad in the first place. And then I was like, okay, I guess. And now I absolutely love
it. Adam Wilde, you are so soft. Don't even. Yeah,
no, I can't. I'm not soft. I'm going to go do 10 push-ups and toughen up again.
Yeah. And then we get punched in the stomach.
But it's pretty special. So let us know what yours was. Again, 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax with Post Malone from Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I always get uncomfortable talking about being a dad on this show. I don't know why, but it always seems like the silliest things like matter when you're a parent, I think. And you're like, you can understand how people overpost on social media about it. So for instance, and this is going to be me overposting, but it's on the radio show, whatever, my name's on it. I interacted through words, like a multi-sentence conversation with my daughter for the first time this past weekend.
Can we be clear that you are not an overposter? Like, you're just an excited parent. We all know the overposters. And you being like, hey, I had a chat with my daughter, is not overposting.
Yeah. I forgot you had a daughter.
Well, I just, you know, sometimes you'll see people and they're talking about their twins and how they went to Disney World. And it's like,
social media has ruined us.
Yeah, it has. So I wanted to ask, do you remember the first conversation you ever had? Mine was about water. And whether she needed any, she said yes. What do we have, TJ?
Steph texted in from the 416. This wasn't a conversation per se, but the first time I was like, oh my gosh, they're a person. My nephew wrote his name on my birthday card.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
That's a good one. I'm sure it was probably pretty guided.
Yeah.
But it still has.
I can't even remember learning how to write my name, but I know that I was in reading recovery in grade one. So that I know, I'm pretty sure I couldn't spell it until like midway through grade one, which I think is kind of late.
What is reading recovery?
Reading is recovery. Okay, so I went to a Scarborough school that wasn't necessarily the best.
Okay.
And then I switched to another Scarborough school called Centennial Road Junior Public School.
Okay.
And they said, you should have learned a few words in kindergarten, and you didn't. And the rest of the class knows them, and you don't. So I had to spend all of grade one learning at an accelerated rate to catch up with everybody. But by grade two, I was cool.
Education rehab. I love
basically,
it.
Basically, yeah. 100%. Yeah. They would yank me out of class every time it was time for reading. And then I would go for some one-on-one learning.
Yeah.
Teacher was great. Mrs. Gopi. She was awesome.
Another one from the 905. I asked my daughter if she wanted blueberries. And she said, ew, yucky.
Yeah. Where do they pick up yucky from? Because Everly has picked that up recently. And I'm like, I'm not saying yucky.
The streets.
I can't prove it, but Peppa Pig.
Really?
I'm very suspicious of Peppa Pig.
I love Peppa Pig. If it is her, though, Peppa Pig's off in our house forever.
Last one here. I was watching the Leaf game with my little girl, and she started chanting, go Leafs, go.
Oh.
A lifetime of disappointment awaits her.
Hey, listen, if you want heartbreak, you want to learn about heartbreak before your time, the Leafs are the team to cheer for.
How do you think I've bounced back from all these breakups over the years? It's been a Leaf fan my whole life.
There it is. Jax, what about you? Tell us your sports take.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's as soon as that puck drops, I know it's going to be a good night on the ice.
Who's your favorite?
Listen, if Luongo was still picking sticks over here, I'd be hat-tricking it up.
So 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. The actual question is not about sports. It's about the first interaction you ever had with this child. When you realize this child is not just a child. This is a human being that thinks and breathes. Hit us up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
They're a child. They're innocent. And then all of a sudden, one day they talk to you, and apparently it just never stops from there. And then, fun thing, they talk back. But before all that happens, they say their first words slash sentences to you. Yeah. And what were they? TJ, what are the texts saying?
From the 416, my son was about 2 at the time, and I asked him, are you going to eat that or what? To which he replied, or what? It was that day I realized my son was a smartass.
You know, that kid was not going to be punked.
No,
stepped up, right?
Yeah. Missed me with that.
Or what?
Yeah. From the 905, my son yesterday at daycare told his daycare provider that his rain boots are stupid.
Is he wrong?
Rain boots are stupid. I mean, I'm glad he said
stupid.
It.
They are kind of stupid. They're a little hot.
Unless they're hunter boots.
Is anyone uncomfortable in hunters, by the way? They're just
depends if you get the insole socks.
Okay.
That's what I hear, at least. It's wearing on the street. From the 905, I was watching my niece once, and she was 2, I think, at the time. and she dropped a full bottle of fish food on the floor and looks at me and says, "Oh, F," but Ooh. Said the whole word. I instantly thought, "Oh, no." It was the most perfect timing, though, and I couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Yeah. I'm at the point now where it's like, oh, I got to stop swearing around my kids.
There's a very brief window where you can get away with it. And then you hear them maybe swear once, and you're like, oh, that's really funny. And that lasts for about an hour before you go, oh, I should probably
stop this. To dial that back.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
Last one here from the 416. My parrot, George, an African gray, watches the Leafs and says, go Leafs, go. Just thought I'd throw in some parrot talk this morning.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And that's what's trending on TJ.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, thankfully, we're wrapping up the show on that end. I did want to let you know that the Everyday Payday, your next keyword's at 1, and then after that at 3, and then after that, 5 o'clock. We want to give you $100 every day for the next 365. What would you do with all that money? Yeah, it's up to you. It's tax-free, too.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.